You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hi, I'm Debbie Sardone, president of speedcleaning.com. I want to talk to you today about how to be the brand leader in today's crowded market. I think we can all agree there is so much competition out there, and there are so many choices for consumers to choose from. It's easier than ever before to research a business that you want to do business with and compare competitors against brand leaders, the new guy in town against the company that's been around for 25 years. Let's face it, in the age of the digital consumer, the digital marketplace, people have researched you and already have an opinion about your brand before they pick up the phone and connect with you personally. Do you agree with the opinions that they are forming from doing their research about your company? Do you agree with those opinions that maybe your website or your reviews are creating in the minds of the consumer? If not, you have to take back your brand and your image. The truth is, your brand is not what you decide it is. You might have your core values and your mission statement on your website, but that's not what your brand is. Your brand is whatever the consumer thinks about your company. That's your brand. And if it isn't intentionally created by you in your company, then you may be surprised at the brand that comes to mind in the mind of the consumer. Let's talk about being a brand leader. Whether you've been in business for 5 years, 5 months, 25 years, somebody else can come in and take away the brand leadership status that you have enjoyed for maybe years and years by simply doing some strategies that seasoned business owners often don't even understand or don't know about. So we'll talk about being a brand leader. It's not as hard as you think. First of all, I will say there is nothing more frustrating than seeing the new guy on the block outbrand your business. There's nothing more frustrating, especially if you've been in business a decade or 20 or 25 years, and you know you have the highest level of expertise in your industry. You know more than the new competition that just showed up in town. And there's nothing worse than being outbranded by the new kid on the block. And the truth is, it's not necessary. So how do you build that unstoppable brand or that irreplaceable brand? It doesn't happen by accident, not anymore in the age of the digital consumer. So first of all, I want you to know this. Now, I realize this is an old phrase, but it's so true. And I think because we've heard it too much, we stopped listening. But people buy from people they know, they like, and they trust. If they look at your website, are you a stranger? Do you talk corporate speak? Do you talk about the company? So many small business owners miss an incredible opportunity to connect with the public on a personal basis by creating their own story brand. This is so powerful and such a missed opportunity that is easy to correct. In fact, you could probably correct this in 20 minutes. After this recording. So how do you build a story brand? First of all, take a look at your website. If that's the first people, if that's the first stop that people make when researching your service, take a look at your website. Do you have this About Us page that has stock photos that you purchased online and we speak instead of I speak? How about putting a picture on your About Us page of the owner and your spouse, your family, the owner with your kids, with your dachshund, you know, your dog. Put the picture of your family and talk to the visitor to your website. Don't talk as if you are a corporation doing corporate speak. Talk about your history. Tell your story brand. And what I mean by that is, are you a retired police officer that started a professional painting business? Are you a firefighter that has a professional power washing business on the side and that's your side gig? Tell your story. Are you a retired military veteran? People love to do business with veterans. And if they don't, then what do you care? You don't want them as a customer anyway, if that's your passion. Tell people your story. Why did you start this business? Were you a single mom and you just needed an income and you started this business as a side gig and you became so highly successful and in so much demand in your community that you began to expand and hire and train, and you soon discovered that you had the most popular in-demand service in town?
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.